My name is Aaron. I'm a grateful member of Cocaine Anonymous, and this is the step of all the steps, right? Because it's preparing us for our assignment. See, back in 10, one of the last things I gained in 10 was my personal conversation with my higher power. See, because in 10, I began to practice this. In 11, I learned to find that quiet time, man. See, that quiet time is designed to eliminate those distractions and to concentrate and enjoy the sense of well-being shared. You know, I heard Lisa saying that. I'll give you a good example. I love this kid more than she know. Young lady, she's not a kid. And I was sharing a spot with her, right? But I saw something she didn't see, right? And those of you who don't know me that'll get to know me, when I come with you, I'm going to stay with you all the way. And being I got a lot of soldiers still in me, see, that's what 11 is good for me, right? Because I got a lot of soldier in me. I'm real protective, right? I'll do military tactics on Zoom to get you to leave, right? And you won't even know it, right? And so this is where I get to eliminate all distractions and concentrate and just enjoy the sense of well-being, right? What is the well-being? I'm having a relationship with that power, right? And then I go a little further into, we're just talking about step 11, right? Where I begin to experience and enjoy now my full potential of just this moment, right now. And it's like right now where I'm in sync with that power. See, because I have to be in sync with that power because that's what I need. What is a reprieve? I'm getting a reprieve from the execution of all that stuff I done. And this is where in this peace, right? In this synchronicity with the God of the universe, right? I get to see that God wants one thing for me, man. And when I get to see what he wants for me, I know what he wants for you. And that's that we just be happy, right? Now this step, it shouts at Aaron telling me what God wants for me. So what appear as a burden to us, it's only because of our tunnel vision, right? Our tunnel vision. And sometimes when we have tunnel vision, you know, one of them other books say, Aaron, to much has been given, much is required. So sometimes you might be in a Zoom meeting with me and I throw a grenade and leave because all I want you to do is leave, because if somebody hurts you, it's going to hurt me. It's going to hurt me. And the things that I do in my head, woo, I don't want to go there. So what are we being offered? We're being offered an opportunity to grow, to expand our capacity for what? For happiness, right? Now, I know what's needed in this step because my past experience proves to me that I better not forget I ain't cured. I ain't cured. Trust me, I ain't cured. I got issues. You know, the guy was talking about schizophrenia. Look, I got so many labels. I start studying the DSM-5, right? And I say, shit, I ain't them labels. However, when I act a certain way, I have those characteristics. So it helps me, like right now as I'm talking to y'all, I just ask myself, Aaron, what's the difference between being recovered and cured? Because I don't want to confuse myself and think I'm cured, right? So what comes into mind is, Aaron, watch out for complacency, see? Because complacency will obscure, as the big book say. What will it obscure? It will obscure the knowledge that recovery from my isms was granted by a power greater than me. So this step is allowing me to continue to have that relationship. Why? I only got a daily reprieve. Right? I could be executed today for all that stuff I done, right? Based on an act. So what am I about to do? I'm going to consider prayer in the context of a conversation with Pops, right? And how do I do that? I do that with the relaxation and of my mind and my body. I surrender completely, right? My will to God's, right? It's necessary. I have to do that before I even go into prayer and meditation. If I don't, the prayer and the meditation won't be truly satisfying forever. And all I'm looking for in that prayer and meditation, right, is God's will for me. And I get to know, right? You know, I get to know because he teaches me through others, right? He asks me simple questions. Hey, if you leave Lisa and then you hear something happen to Lisa, what you gonna do? I don't know about y'all. Look, I'm still affiliated. I send them road men anywhere. I will, and I won't be able to call them back. So I have to be mindful. I have to be mindful, right? That I'm still sick. That's why I'm connected to this power. See, sickness don't just come by us just drinking and using. So now what do I have to understand here? Aaron, you have to understand that the disease of addiction is progressive. Aaron, you have to understand in this step 11, recovery is progressive too. See, so I got to remember to take time and examine my progress. I have to take time, right? And give myself credit. I got to pat myself on the back sometimes, right? My sponsor and the people, my elders that guide me, they tell me, they say, boy, there was a time we used to question your methods. We just thought you was just full off the rockers. But then when we checked the results, we could see God in them. So what else am I looking for? I'm looking for the best of my ability. You know, I want to gain more of a relationship with this power. How do I do that? By practicing faith. Faith has to be complete. Now, watch this, Martin. If I happen to relapse right now, you better believe I got complete faith that I got to get another one. So how in the hell I'm going to get on this side and recover and I'm going to be like half measures? No, I don't think I can do it. Shit, let me take a hit. Let me take a fix or pill. You know, I'll go up in the hospital. Coronavirus right now, shit, that's a lot of medication up in there, right? Complete, right? So I got to have complete faith that God will help me to do what? Be honest and practice unselfish service. Anywhere there's unselfishness, I'm being God directed. And then I don't mind. I don't care how much time you got. You could be my spiritual advisor because I'm a listen. I'm listening. My ears is listening, right? Why? Because my objective, right, is to be guided along this spiritual path. It's vital. It's important because I'm real clear. Without it, I'm doomed. Without it, I'm doomed. Look, 14 years, 7 months, and 16 days separated from drugs and alcohol. Without a power greater than me, my ass is clearly doomed. Right? So I need this power to help me, man. Right? Without this power, work on my part is painful. And since it's painful to me, guess what? You better watch out. Now, let me tell you the beauty of what I discovered. God releases power to those who will allow their lives to be a channel for it. So I don't want to forget. Nor do I want to miss the opportunities to be of service and helping others, right? Because if I'm not a channel for the power of the Most High, I'm going to be a channel for that bullshit if y'all don't mind me leaving church for a minute. So I want to continue to have the power to carry God's will. I want to continue to have the power to carry God's inspiration and energy. And that inspiration and that energy is going to be found in my emotion and in my love, right? You know, love that only God can give that embraces humankind. My name is Aaron. I'm just a grateful member of Cocaine Anonymous. And the first 10 steps was for the 11th step so that I can continually, minute by minute, hour by hour, develop that conscious relations with that power that I need. Because somebody did a good job in the first step showing me that I'm doomed. left alone. Thank you for letting me share.